Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
Hello, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Welcome to the show. We're going to have a 1 hour extravaganza of Eurovision music until 6 p.m. tonight. Oh yes, make sure you're following us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and liking our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. And to start off the show this week, we're going to Spain. Yes, viva España!
Al pasar de sus caderas, yo la observo cada día cuando cruza por mi calle y construye fantasías de locuras y diamantes. Y yo no puedo entender qué me pasa con esa mujer.
Whoa, the woof of the souk and the flamenco there, as the late great Terry Wogan would say. That was Raúl with Sueño o Sur Borca. which was in the Spanish national final in 2000 and came second. Yes, it came second. Selefin Zubidi, the blind singer from Spain, represented them in the year 2000 with Colego de un Sueño, which in English means hanging from a dream. But the song we just heard from Raúl, Sueño su Borca, is translated into English directly, I dream of her mouth. I'll just let you soak that up for a second. What's that all about? Oh my goodness me. No wonder it came second with a title like that. Say no more. Well, I'll tell you what. Welcome to the show. I hope you're all having a fantastic week. And it's my duty here at the Eurovision Showcase to alleviate the post-Eurovision depression and get you all excited for next year's contest. But not forgetting, we have the Junior Eurovision Song Contest this year taking place in Valletta, the capital of Malta. And what a beautiful city it is too. I had the great pleasure of visiting Valletta back in 2012 in February. And it was absolutely tipping it down, cats and dogs, literally. Oh, it was so wet. It was crazy, but didn't stop me having a wonderful time and appreciating the beautiful architecture of Valletta itself and how beautiful and friendly the people are there. So the real Mediterranean flows through them, and the George Cross Island, of course. So we're going to now actually head over to Germany. You think I was going to make some type of link up to Malta and I, but we will be playing a Maltese song a little bit later on in the show. But we are going to hear Germany 2010. I just came across our Eurovision winners and thought, wow, I haven't played Lena in ages. So why not play the German winner 2010, Lena with Satellite.
For you, I even did my hair for you. I bought new underwear, they blew, and I wore them just the other day. Love, you know I fight for you. I left on the porch light for you. Whether you are sweet or cruel, I'm gonna love you either way. I have for you. You sometimes make me sad and blue. Wouldn't have it any other way. Love, my aim is straight and true. Cupid's arrow is just for you. I even painted my toenails for you. I did it just the other day. Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I, oh I, just for you. I even painted my toenails for you. I did it just the other day. Love, oh love, I gotta tell you how I feel about you. Cause I, oh I, can go a minute without your love.
Love, 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 love Hello, Forest FM. I am Destiny from Malta. My song this year is called Not My Soul. Thank you.
The wonderful Loreen, who won Eurovision in 2012 for Sweden with Euphoria. That is a song that came somewhere in the Melody Festival in the Swedish National Final in 2011 and did not win, but I cannot believe it. Shocking, and I'm glad she won with Euphoria the year later, but my heart is refusing me. That is a good song. I hope you enjoyed that. Right, we're off to our first request, and it comes from a friend that myself and my partner Rob made while in Stockholm, and she's from Iceland. And I love Iceland. It's my favourite Eurovision country, as I'm sure all of you are made aware. Even though my Icelandic is probably one of the worst, but I do try. So, Gukvalt to all of our Icelandic listeners. But I've got to give a shout out to this lady who's asked for a request. It's Drifa Fjau Arlionsdottir. And I hope I haven't murdered that. I have tried my best. I've had Google Translate up and everything. So, anyway, your request, Drifa, is the Portuguese entry in 2009. I absolutely love this, and I'm so glad you chose it. Our Portugal will really, really miss this year. I really shed a tear when I saw Susie from 2014's Portuguese alumni, and she's a wonderful, wonderful woman. I managed to get a photo with her too. Anyways, your request, Portugal 2009, amazing, should have come in the top five, if not top three, love it. Flor de Lis with Turas Araios do Amor. Enjoy.
Estela, se são chuvas amarela, se são salas branca areia, se são mares maré cheia, se são céus do Beirão, se são estrelas de cantar, se são noites no espelho, se são dias ou lua. Espelho de emoção do teu olhar profundo, sou um todo instante, corpo dado em jeito amante, sou o tempo que não passa quando a saudade me abraça. Da quel che ha portato di mano, ma è raggiungibile. portata di mano all'incredibile.
Switzerland, 1997 there, Barbara Berto. Dentro di me, Barbara Berto. Sorry. Dentro di me. Righty-ho. Now it's time for
Rob's Random Requests.
And this is a part of the show where my other half, Rob, picks a country out of random and a year out of random. We find out what we end up getting. And this week we have got Israel 1991. Ooh! A lot of Euro fans are getting very excited now, I can imagine. Not me, I'm afraid. It's not my favourite of 91, but doesn't matter. It's fun nonetheless. I understand, you know. Duo Dats are singing Kun. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Carl William Lund from Eurovision You Decide. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And my song is Miracle. Enjoy.
Feeling like I don't belong. Can I find another song? Go ahead and say it. Go ahead if you dare to dream. Help me reach the stars above. Can I find someone to love? Tirelessly searching, the silver lining's now in your reach. And I want to fly in your arms. You take me home. Let me reach all of my dreams. I'm not alone.
Miracle, oh, oh, I feel now you get back. My body says I'm fading, but you keep me hoping I'll breathe. When I feel that hope is gone, we make believe this war is won. Beaten but not broken, this hell I feel will set me free. And I want to fly in your arms, just take control. Help me reach all of my dreams, let me let go.
William Lund there with Miracle, which was in the UK national final this year, 2016. Now, I try very hard whenever I say Carl William Lund that I don't say Lund at the end, because Lund is a city in the south of Sweden where Måns Zelmerlöw was from, you see. And I've got to be careful not to try and pronounce that, because obviously it's the wrong pronunciation of his surname. Indeed, yes. So, yes, you are listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Tuttiot. And it's about 5:31 now, and it's time to check out the news. Yes, it's now time for the return of the Eurovision Showcase news on Sunday, the 22nd of May. Now, the official Facebook account for Montenegro in the Eurovision Song Contest has hinted at a possible withdrawing from the Eurovision in 2017. The last line of a statement appears to indicate that Montenegro may not participate next year in Ukraine, with the line translating as, "So the question is whether it is worth to participate in this event." Montenegro has withdrawn from the contest in the past due to financial issues. However, they would not be the first to withdraw due to a disagreement regarding the rules. So stay tuned here on the Eurovision Showcase for more updates. And basically, all of this news has been stirred up because the EBU has responded to the news that the winning Eurovision entry from Ukraine this year, from Jamala and the song 1944, was performed in May of last year. The EBU has issued a statement, and it basically states that entries must not have been commercially released before September the 1st of the previous year. and exists to make sure that the contest can welcome new compositions each year, and that every Eurovision song can compete on a level playing field. And the purpose of the rule is to provide a wide distribution of any song that might give an unfair advantage in the competition the following May. If you want to check out more of this, then you can check out Eurovoir.com and any other reputable Eurovision news site. A number of cities have stated their intent to try and host Eurovision next year in Ukraine. Lviv, Kiev, Odessa, Kherson, many other cities too. Very exciting. And finally, it sadly looks like that Andorra will not be coming back to the Eurovision Song Contest next year. What a shame. Oh, well, never mind. Well, that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I am Kieran Tutius, and you're listening to Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and the New Forest on 92.3 FM, right across the world on the internet on forestfm.co.uk and the TuneIn Radio app.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
I can now reveal that the winner and the UK representative for Eurovision 2016 is Joe and Jake.
Join us as the Eurotrip team bring you the latest news, music and general loveliness from the Eurovision Song Contest.
I think we've got to commit to this. I knew we both really wanted to, and here we are today, living the dream. We're just working so hard, doing everything we can for Eurovision.
For reviews, views and everything you need to know, follow us on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook.
It's going to be incredible. Hope we make you all proud.
The countdown to Eurovision.
This is the Eurotrip.
If I paddle our canoe in this direction, we might get lucky. Look, over there. It's the very rare Canadian fan of Eurovision.
This is Eurovision Canada calling. Eurovision Canada podcast, a Canadian perspective on the Eurovision Song Contest, available on iTunes or EurovisionCanada.com.
This is Scott Mills, and you're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Yeah.
Carola with Framling there, Sweden's Eurovision entrant and entry in 1983, coming a very respectable third place. 1983 is one of my favourites from the 80s. A fantastic, fantastic show there. And lots of high quality songs, except for the Spanish entry. and the Turkish entry, of course, which ended up getting nil point. Yes, and we'll play them in a nul point special a little bit later on within the next few weeks here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Now, it is time for this. Yes, and it goes this week, our live and kicking, to Australia 2016. Oh, she blew me away. She converted me into an Aussie fan this year. And she has one incredible voice. It's Dami Im with The Sound of Silence, Australia's entry that came second for 2016's Eurovision Song Contest.
To the sound of silence.
Birgitta Hogdal, who represented Iceland in 2003, and that was a song on her album, which escapes me now. Terrible of me. Oh, it's from the album Strabuna. I think that's how you pronounce it. And the song is called Anaufu Agun. And again, I probably murdered that too. But I love that song. It's a beautiful song. I bought that album ages ago through Amazon, I think. Or was it eBay? I can't remember. But absolutely love that song. So I hope you enjoyed that too. Right, it's time for our next request. And it comes from Sadie Trent. Thank you, Sadie, for your request. And we're going to play Malta 2016 next. Ooh, very exciting.
Hi, this is Ira Losko from Malta. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song, Walk on Water. Enjoy.
Fitting into gray, trying to be someone, trying to please someone. I've been painting bitter blue, always hitting walls, always trying to break the fall. I'm not perfect, but I'm A-okay, chasing off the clouds to lock the blue away, lock the pain away. I can't get up on your love. I can't get.
Nothing I can see.
Justin Timberlake, Can't Stop the Feeling, the interval act for Eurovision 2016. Well, one of them, one of two. Otherwise, Peace, Peace, Love, Love would be in there too, of course. And before that, we had Sadie Trent's request, which was Malta 2016, Ariel Osco with Walk on Water. Oh, yes. Now, our final song was in the United Kingdom National Final in 1967. A fantastic song, which would have been good in Vienna, of course, as Puppet on the String. But Puppet on the String was a Eurovision winner, so we don't really want to wish upon that not going to Vienna and not winning. But this was a great song, too. So it's from Sandy Shore in the United Kingdom National Final in 1967, back in the time when they had their own national finals, the big stars. And this is Sandy Shore with Tell the Boys.
But baby, now you've come, I'm happy just to stay here with you. I'm young enough to love the way I feel, and old enough to know my love is real. My mind's made up, so here's what you do. Tell the boys, the ones I knew. Tell the boys that now I'm through. You're all mine.
the things I used to do don't matter now, 'cause when I look at you, there's nothing more that I want to see. It's gonna be the way I knew it would for you and me. It's gonna be so good, as good as
Well, folks, it's time for me to go. Thank you for listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. Make sure you like our Facebook page, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, and follow us on Twitter as well, @ESC Showcase. But other than that, make sure you join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for another hour of Eurovision madness here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Kieran Tuttiot. Download our podcasts if you missed any of our previous shows. Take care, and I'll see you next Sunday.